next time you are committing to an activity or a task, please sit down. Do not let people come to drag you out of your schedule and say, oh, this is so important right now. If you don't attend to it, somebody's going to die. No, stop it. Nobody's going to die. Sit down to say, oh, is this thing important for me? Do I necessarily have to do it now? Because being busy does not mean productivity. Business does not always equal productivity, because sometimes you might look at your schedule and you feel like, oh, I have a lot of things to do today, I'm so busy. But if you do a retrospective, sit down to say, all the things I give my time to today, are they important? Because there's a way business can make you feel important and, you know, your schedule is full and you're like, oh, I'm so busy, please, I'm so busy. Sit down and reflect on the things you're engaging yourself with. Is it of priority to you? Does it count? Right? I say some people count time and some people make time count. Make your time count. And the only way to make your time count is giving your time to the things of priority. And you are just the only one that has the executive right to place priority on whatever you want. So give your time, your attention to things of priority. It's a very important and necessary key or factor to managing your time. Managing your time just simply means giving your time to things that count. Because we cannot do everything. 24 hours is too short to do everything in life. But there are some things to be done. And those things are things of priority. So give your time to things of priority. Give your time to things that are important. And it will definitely help you on your journey to execution. Thank you for staying with me. It's almost 12 minutes in this podcast. I'm keeping it short so that you can keep up with it. It can be short, you can understand it, you can listen to it over and over again. Thank you so much for your time. And as you know, I say always that nothing changes except you change it. Nothing changes until you change it. Until you make use of this wisdom you're interacting with, no measure of change will happen in your life. So it's important to sit back after this podcast to say, have I been doing things that count, or have I been counting time? Have I been just busy or giving my time to things of priority? Please make use of the review format. See you at the review this evening. Have a great day ahead. Bye.